Before we hear from Brad Cecil, a little from TJ Robinson and Grace Schumacher of women's tennis, a couple of programming notes. First of all, if you were listening to the Tuesday Bulls beat, I said we've got a new Bulls beat ahead with Michael Kelly coming up this week. Was half right. We had to move that to taping next week, so you'll hear Chris Pierce and Michael Kelly sometime middle of next week on USF Bulls Unlimited. Also, the first basketball practice is next Tuesday. Brian Gregory will be speaking to the media on Tuesday, and then we'll be able to actually witness the first basketball practice. I, by the way, kind of have, I wouldn't say carte blanche, but a semi-open invite, so I'll be making my way over there throughout the course of the season whenever it fits the schedule. And, of course, the first official one will be next Tuesday, so plan on hearing a lot of basketball on next Wednesday's program. And plan on later on this week, we'll sneak it in on Friday for the first time. We are going to replay the 2019 game against BYU. Now, caveat, this will be a partial replay. Reminds me of the famous line, partial scores, Cincinnati Reds won. This will be a partial replay. It'll just be the second half. I didn't think it was really pertinent to replay the entire first half, an hour and a half of the Bulls being down to BYU 16-7. If you really want to listen to the first half, you know, just message me. I'll hook you up with the audio, but yeah, we're not going to play a half where the Bulls started so slowly. And, of course, the second half, things got a little bit better, and it was an exciting win. Jaren Hall was the quarterback in that game and will be again. He has really gotten better since. He was pretty good then, but he was kind of green. So the Bulls will be hoping for similar success. Any kind of success in Provo is going to be hard to come by. And first, with Brad Cecil, comparing that last game for the Bulls to this one, well, I don't know if it's that pertinent in his eyes either.
You know, we're a whole different team from everything, from a personnel, from a mentality, from a culture standpoint. We're a whole different team, but I think that, you know, just keeping that in mind, you know, in the back of our head, like, you know, even when we're, no matter what the score is, you know, we can do it. Like, if we're down, it doesn't matter what the score is, you know, just there's nothing less important than the score at halftime. So, you know, no matter what it is going in at halftime, we know that we can come out and win the game. We've got the talent, we've got the people to do it. So, you know, I think in the back of our minds, we'll remember that game, but, you know, like I said, this is a different team, so I think that, you know, this year we'll be able to, it'll be fun to go out and do what we know how to do.
It was fun to go out and do what they knew how to do against Florida A&M, according to the Bulls center.
You know, I thought the whole offensive line played well. You know, I think that we played really physical, and I think that that's something that we need to improve on every single week. You know, O-line play, it should be nasty, should be, you know, have an edge about you. And I think that, you know, we really showed that this week in the run and in the pass. And I think that everybody on the offensive line this week, everybody that touched the field, I thought they did a good job. I'm excited to see how we continue to progress because, you know, like you said, we've got guys that, you know, don't necessarily start, but they still get a lot of playing time. And so, you know, it's exciting to see everybody, you know, take those steps to get better. But, I mean, as a whole, I think the whole offensive line played really well.
If you're listening to our broadcast, you heard Joey Johnston report right when it happened, essentially, that Dustin Hall was getting those reps over Michael Wiggs. But even Coach Scott mentioned it during his address that, yes, Hall was basically getting some earned time, and it's not like Wiggs is going to be a second stringer. They're just going to do a little bit more rotating there. Of course, Timmy McLean gets asked about, and some good insight from a captain along that offensive line, not only about McLean and how he is on the field, but also how he's matured since arriving on campus.
You know, he's loud, you know, on the field. You know, he's quiet off the field. Like you said, he's a little bit more reserved, but, you know, on the field, he's got that confidence. He's got that, you know, demeanor about him that he's there to win. So, you know, in the huddle, you know, he lets you know the play. He's going to be like, all right, you know, offensive line, go. Receivers, go when we break the huddle. And, you know, he's leading everything when we're out on the field because that's what a quarterback's supposed to do. And so, you know, I think he does a really good job of that, of, you know, kind of stepping out of his comfort zone when we step onto the field to really lead the team when we need him. Yeah, most definitely. It's been cool to see. You know, he got here in January, and I was able to get a few reps with him in the spring, during spring ball. And, you know, from spring ball to even now, you know, he's made huge progressions, huge strides, in just the way he carries himself and the way he plays and the way he leads whatever group he's running out on the field at practice. So, you know, it's cool to see him advance and, you know, learn along the way.
One intrepid reporter asked about a dozen questions, really the same question but a dozen different ways. Hey, this BYU team, they're mature, they're old, they're big, they want to beat you up, they're old. So Brad Cecil politely answered.
Yeah, I think we got some old guys on our team too. But, you know, our first look at the film, you know, like Coach Scott said, they're a physical team. You know, they're big, very disciplined, but it's nothing we haven't seen before. You know, every team we've played has had big guys, had disciplined guys. I think that they have more than what we've seen in the past, but, you know, it's just another test for us. Of course, yeah. That's what the trench life is. You know, it's just imposing your will on someone and just moving someone when they don't want to be moved. And so, you know, everyone on any team is going to want to move you. But you know, you can tell that by the way they play. That's their intentions.
Talented team, but I think also the big thing for the Bulls is going to be the adjustment to the altitude and everything, and hence the schedule that you heard Coach Scott mention earlier. What does Brad Cecil think about it?
Well, you know, we're just embracing it. You know, it's different, like you said. You know, having to leave a day early, you know, having to get a practice in when we're in Utah. You know, it's going to be different, but, you know, Coach Scott tells us to always, you know, embrace every situation, embrace everything. You know, the time change is going to be something that we have to get used to, and that's why we're leaving a day early. So, but, you know, we'll be ready for it come game time.
And then one more, in the land of NIL, it makes sense for offensive linemen to have a food spot that they endorse. Well, the offensive line already went to Mission Barbecue, so this has been a natural. One time a week, what's it called, a team bonding session?
Weekly bonding session where we just go eat them out of business. Yeah. I mean, we go in there the first day, we're kind of creeping up, and we're like, so what are we allowed to order? Like, just like a piece of chicken? He's like, get what you want. I'll get the 3-meat platter, 3 sides. But yeah, so I mean, it's awesome.
I will have the burnt ends with the side of the burnt ends. Thank you very much. Now, a little bit from TJ Robinson. Want to hold off on more of him because I happen to know that he is Joey Johnston's pregame guest this week. But here's about a minute of the man from Riverview High School who, remember, had to sit out last year. He speaks a little bit about that and got his first college win as a member of the Bulls secondary.
Yes. I really had, like, times, like, where I'd be like, okay, I'm kind of just down. Like, I don't know how it's going to go, like, what's going to happen. But it's like always like found a way to bring myself up, just tell myself keep working, keep doing what I'm doing, and things will play out how it's supposed to.
Was there anything in particular that kept you going during that time?
Honestly, I can say my family for sure. My family, like I just want to make them proud. That's my like main goal. Like I want to be able to continue to do what I'm doing, like making them happy because they get all excited and everything when they see me on the field. They take videos and all that. Being able to have my family come to the games and everything, like, it's like amazing. Like, I feel great out there on the field, like, just knowing that they can come and watch me and support me. Like, we take pictures after the game and everything. And this is like a dream come true, like, being able to just, like, it's like high school all over again because I played at Riverview High School and they always came to my games. Like, being able to play at college, it feels like the same way.